Now we have Terry LeCombe from Homeward Bound in New York. And so Mary, that'll be over here. Thank you very much. And I know Terry for quite some time, and he is one of the original members of Homeward Bound. If people are not familiar with that visual, that took place in New York City, in City Hall Park, 2-3 years ago now. You'd be very interested to hear this. So please have a seat. And we'll begin with Terry LeCombe.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We started a visual on June 1st at City Hall Park during the crisis of the budget missile. With that came a group called Homeward Bound. After the budgeting was set, stuff on June 1st, June 2nd, everybody broke and said it was going home. And we said, well, some of us don't have homes, so well, can we stay here in the park? And the rest of the group decided to stay out in the park, and they kept supporting us. But the name Homeward Bound had came out of that overnight visual. Homeward Bound was a political group fighting for low-income affordable housing. With that, we're still fighting for low-income affordable housing, and we spent 266 days out in City Hall Park. This is going from June 1st up until the late December in the rain, the cold. We had makeshift shanties built out there where Mayor Cox had came and had Andrew Steins to throw all our personal belongings and tear the makeshift shanties down. But we still decided to continue to fight, no matter whether we had the shanties or not. We stayed out there. We wanted to make our point, and our point was that we needed low-income affordable housing. Not just for us, but for everyone. We also continue to fight for those who was out there that didn't have anyone to turn to in need of, you know, homelessness. We started the food line, which you might see every now and then out in City Hall Park. We originally started that out in City Hall Park. We had nowhere to bathe other than to use the public facility, which turned their back on us. We are people of need too. We are people who created society. Through that, we was like castaway material, and we're still human beings. With that, I'm saying to you that we have spent many days out there fighting, trying to teach and educate everyone that you can't turn your back on every homeless person, because what you see in one homeless person doesn't mean we're all the same. The media has a very important role to give information, but it also gave a lot of stereotype image of being homeless, which I feel like was necessary. Along with that, we had continued to serve as registering voters out in City Hall Park, where we registered some 400-some registries for voting. We also worked with issuing out clothes for not only ourselves as homeless people, but other homeless people that came that needed clothes and help. We was a field public servant, as the saying, if you need help, we can point you in that direction. But when it came down to jobs, Mayor Cox said, well, we offer you jobs, but every time we went to go get those jobs was not there. One or two of us went to those jobs, and those jobs wasn't paying what Mayor Cox said they was paying. So we continued to stay out there day in and day out. Every time we established some type of clothing, it was picked up and dumped into the garbage. We had no clothes. We kept getting donations. We kept throwing our donations away. We had nowhere to store it. And the food that we had coming in, we had over 300 people out there, which dwindled down to 450, but we continued to stay out there. We had our own protection service where we were staying out there. We protect each and every one of us that was in that group to make sure that no one came and abused them while they were in the park. The park was our home, and I'm saying that we need that. Not just a headcount and a shelter or institution, but we need our own permanent structure where we can say, stick a key in the door and consider it home. Today, I am still homeless. But after 8 years of being homeless, I have turned my 8 years into an educational part of being homeless. I teach and work with homeless people trying to reestablish their self-esteem and get their GEDs and teach others how to understand a little bit more about being homeless than to turn your back and walk away just when you hear somebody say, when they come on the train, I'm looking for something to eat. It's a shame that we all sit here today saying, you know, well, I'll never be homeless, but it doesn't take nothing but one paycheck away before you hit. The bottom line, it hurts me so much, is that I spend a lot of time out there in the rain, snow, and hot sun, and turn around and hear someone say that they're no good. They're drug addicts, alcoholics, bums, mentally disturbed, and we've come from all different phases of life. I have 2 years of psychology. I'm also a master chef, a licensed embalmer by trade. I have this experience. When I went to apply for these things, they tell me that I don't have a lockdown career. What is a lockdown career? It means something that you pursue every day. But I like being open to all things that I get involved into. I don't like being locked down in one career. So today I'm serving and teaching with all I have learned already. I have my own place that I can say is mine. And it's called teaching each other how to live and survive with each other. Thank you.
Thank you.